Okay, we are at the bottom. We're at the Mishnah on Kukta Zayin on the days. We just saw the Mishnah yesterday. This Mishnah, this figure is very much a hamshach of the previous figure. We saw at the beginning of the Perek that Kol Kisei HaKodesh Matzil Neison Mipnei Hadleika. And we mentioned that it's not simple for a person to, it wasn't simple for Chazal to allow people to be matzil things from a fire, because the person is bohol al mamoinoi, and there's a concern a person might come to extinguish. Nevertheless, they allowed one to be matzal kisri hakodesh from kehad leka. The Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said that vatzilin tikka sefer im ha-sefer. So not only you matzal the actual sefer, but the covering also. Tikka tfilin im ha-tfilin, va'afol pi shiyesh b'seichon mo'os. Even though there is money inside, and we'll see a little bit in the sugya what this means. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly what this means. How are the Tanakhama and Ben Mesera understanding what a Mavi Mefulish is? Good. Says the Gemara like this. Tana Rabbanan. We quote from a Tosafta in Psachim. Tan Rabbanan, Arba Asar Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos. So Erev Pesach falls on a Shabbos. Now we know that one has to shech the Korban Pesach on Yudalot on Erev Pesach. And this applies even if Erev Pesach is on a Shabbos. One shechts on Shabbos. The question is, okay, the Shechita is going to be Derech Shabbos. What about everything else? Is everything else also going to be Derech Shabbos? So, Arba Asar Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos Mafshitin Es HaPesach Ad HaChazit Divrei Bishmo B'nei Shel Rabbi Yochanan Ben Bimreika. So one starts to remove the skin. And we know that Hafshata is a Malacha. Nevertheless, one is Mafshit. But you're only Mafshit up until you reach the chest. Rashi says, this way you'll be able to be mitzi the halavim of the Korban Pesach, which you need to be maktir. So you only do it that which you need to do. Mafshit is a Pesach ad hachazet divir b'shmo b'nei shor b'yachamim breka. The chachamim ayim, which is how we pass. Kin mafshitin es kulay. You are mafshit the entire skin. So, Bishlam Rabbi Shmuel ben Ishel Rabbi Yochanan Breika, the highest avid laid Tzerach Gavoya. Meaning, you do that which is necessary, Tzerach Gavoya. Once you have flayed the animal, to the extent that you're able to access the Chalavim, that's all you're entitled to do. But no more, no less. Elul Rabbanan, my timer. What's the reason why the Rabbanan allow you to continue to be Machshit, seemingly more than is actually necessary? El Rabban in my time. So Amar Rabba Bar Bachana Amar Viechen and Amar Kra Kol Pal Hashem Lemanehu. So a Rabba Bar Bachana says B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan. The Pasuk says Kol Pal Hashem Lemanehu, that whatever you do, you're doing L'Shem Shemayim. What does that mean? Mahachamay Lemanehu Iko. Why is this considered to be L'shem Shemayim as such? So, Rabbi Yosef Amar Shlo Yasriach, meaning it's kedai to remove the skin, because so long as the skin remains, it will cause the animal to be masriach, and we don't want that to happen. So therefore, the removal of the skin is also good, and therefore you're also doing L'shem Shemayim. Rav Amar Shlo Yehei Kodshi Shemayim Utalin, excuse me, Kvela. Because it's not nice, it does not look good to have Kodesh Shemayim looking like a carcass, meaning, you know, half of the skin is on, half of it is off. It doesn't look very good. It looks like an animal which just died by the side of the road. And this is Kodesh Shemayim, Erev Pesach, and bearing in mind that there's probably going to be hundreds and thousands of these around and about. It doesn't look good. It says, what's the nafkamina between Rabbi Yosef and Rava? If it's on a gold table. So if the reason, the concern is because it's going to be masriach, that concern still remains. So long as the skin is attached, it's going to be warm. it's going to heat up the basar, and it might be masriach. Whereas if the concern is that it shouldn't look bebizoyin, but if it's on a golden table, so then that's going to look a little bit more mechubadik, and therefore that's not considered to be that it's in a state of bizoyin. That's one nafkimina. Inami yoyma da'astana. It's a day where the temperature, the climate is fair, it's mild, and therefore it's not going to be masriach because of the climate, but it still doesn't look so good. That would be the nafkamina between the two. Al kaponim, where are we holding? We're holding that we have a machlekes in the Tesefta. Erev Pesach falls on a Shabbos. Rabbi Yishmael ben Eshel Rabbi Yechamim Breker says, you're machshit up until the chazah in order to be made to the chalavim. Don't do more than necessary. Why do more of a malacha than necessary? Whereas the Rabbanan say you can do the whole thing because of Kol Pal Hashem L'maneu, which we explained either means it shouldn't be masriach or it shouldn't be mutl bebizoyin. Fine. Good. So, says the Gemara like this, Rabbi Yishmael ben Eshel Rabbi Yechamim Breker, Hi Pal Hashem L'maneu, my Ovid Leis. So what does he use this pasuk for? You should not actually be moitzi the emurin, the innards, before you've been mafshit, the section which you need to be mafshit properly. My timer, I'm Ravuna Breder of Nosin Mishum Nimin, because of the hairs. If you look at Rashi says, Mishum Nimin Shal Tsemer Hanidbokin Be'imurin, meaning all the hair, all the fibers of the skin which will stick to the emurin, that's not very nice. In Kol Pal Hashem L'maneu, we want the carbon to look good, to look mechubadik and so on, and therefore wait until the coast is clear, wait until you don't have any concern that the nimen will stick to the emurin. Fine, good. Now, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Amar Chizda, Amar Maruk, V'may ahadru lei chavraya l'Rabbi Yishmael ben Eshel Rabbi Yechamim Breker. So what exactly do the Rabbanan, what is their taina? Meaning, l'chayra l'fumriyata, Rabbi Yishmael seems to make sense. I mean, you know, do that which is necessary in order to access the emurin. What exactly is the nekuda over here? What's the nekuda? Hamachlokes. Why do they feel that you should take off absolutely everything? Maya hadrulei chavraya l'Rabbi Yishmael ben Eshel Rabbi Yechamim Breker. Says the Gemara that the following, hachik amrei, this is what the Rabbanan are tining to Rabbi Yishmael. Im amat zilin tik ha-sefer, im ha-sefer, meaning, yes, I mean they have a machlokes in a tesefta in Psachim, but they're saying, l'chayr, we have a raya to our shita, from a Mishnah in Perek Kol Kisvei. What does the Mishnah say by us? It says that you're matzil even the tick of the sefer. So im matzilin the tick a sefer im ha sefer lo nafshit as a pesach mi oiroi. If you look at Rashi says directly across im matzilin b'shabas tick a sefer afal pi sheyish b'sefer mois. So you're taking out the tick. And the tick has got money in it. And nevertheless, Mishum Kavod HaSefer Shutzuch Gavoya Avdinen B'Hadei Hatzalas Moi Shehem Tzirach Hedyot. So we kind of allow for the money, which is totally got nothing to do with Hatzalas Gavoya. It's all Hatzalas Hedyot. But we even allow that. So Loi Nafshet Es HaPesach Bitzmiya Mishum Tzirach Gavoya Leishari Tzerech Hedyot Behadei, meaning for sure over here where we would like to be mafshit the entire R, so that this way you'll be able to have all of the meat ready. At the end of the day, the meat, yes, the meat is going to be consumed by the Bairim, so there's an element of Tzerech Hedyot, but it's also a carbon. It's also considered to be a carbon Pesach. So yes, there is epis an element of Tzurich Hedyot insofar as the Bailam are going to eat it, but it still is also considered to be a carbon. So Madach, in a case where even you're even allowing from the Hatzalah of money, which has got nothing to do with Hekdish. It's only Hedyot, and we allow that. Kol Shekhin over here, where there's also an element in the carbon to be considered to be Tzerach Gavaya, even though the Bailam are going to eat from it. So that was the Taina, which, that is the Nakuda over here, which is why the Rabbanan feel it's justified to be Mafshit everything. To which Rabbi Shmuel has a Poshta Taina. Frakter and Midami, what do you mean? Hasam, Tiltal. Acha Malacha. You're right. Enechanami, you're right that in the case of Matzilin, Tikasev Masefer, and so on, Alpi Sheish Pesach and Mois. But there, at the end of the day, we're only discussing Shaila v'drabanan. We're discussing Tiltal Mukta. Tiltal Mukta is maximum only a Shaila of v'drabanan. Okay, so we're makel, we allow Tiltal Mukta. But over here, Hacha Malacha, here we're discussing the Av Malacha. Rashi says, let's see Rashi, first white line, second Rashi, Hasam, Tikum Mois, Tikum Maisi, Rayim, in a Tiltal Balmu. It's only a Tiltal Mukta, Tadirabanan. Hacha Gavi Pluktayu, De Pesach, De Ariba, Hashta, Malacha Gemura. It is a full Malacha. Why? Because when you remove these skins, the hide, that is considered to be an av malachas. How can you possibly compare? How can you bring a raya, says Rabbi Shmuel, back to the Rabbanan? How can you possibly bring a raya from our mission and Kol Kisvei to the Tosefta when there the shayla is a shayla of doing an av malach on Shabbos, whereas here in our sugya it's a shayla of a total Rabbanan? Says the Gemara of Ashi, you're right, but Tarti Pligi, really there are two distinct machlikasim going on over here. But Tarti Pligi. Pligi be tiltal, or Pligi be malacha. Meaning that there's a machlikas, silagabi tiltal, and silagabi malacha. Meaning, you're right, says Rashi, but Tarti Pligi. Gabi Pesach, Pligi be tiltulai. And the author, Rabbi Shmuel, Lataltala Pesach, Achashai, Tzee, Emurav. I mean, Rabbi Shmuel does not even allow you to be Metaltal, the carbon Pesach, once you have removed the Emurim. Afidim Echamel Etzel, even from being in a hot place to a cool place. Mishum Ar, the Lav Bar Tiltalu, because of the elements which are a Lav Bar Tiltalu. So there is a machlekes legabi malacha, but there is a mukta machlekes. So forget about the shaila of the malacha for a minute. There is a separate, distinct machlekes tanayim between Rabbi Shmuel ben Yishai Rabbi ben Bereka legabi tiltal. Rabbi Shmuel says you're not allowed to be metaltal. So on that the rabbanim say, one second, why can't you be metaltal? If you see in the Mishnah and Kol Kisvei that you're allowed to be metaltal, so why on earth should you not be able to be metaltal over here by the case of carbon Pesach? So says again, I'm Ravashi, the Tarti Pligi, Pligi Betiltal, Pligi Bemalacha, Vahachika Amrilei. This is what the Rabbanan are saying to Rabbi Shmuel. Im Matzilin Tikasefer Masefer. If you're Matzil, the tick of the Sefer, Im Hasefer. Even though there is a shayla of the money being inside and so on, surely you should be able to be metal to the R, which is stuck onto the basar. Rashi says, the basar, do me the safer. And the beat is analogous to the safer. Umutter, letal to lemicham letzel. The Agav Bosa, Yitaltalu Or, the Mechubra Boy, you should be allowed to be Metaltal Or. So Maduch, you're allowed to be Metaltal, Tikasef Masev, even though there's money inside, and the money's got no aspect or element of Kvod Shemayim whatsoever. And still you can be Metaltal it, so for sure you should be able to be Metaltal this carbon, and be Metaltal the Or, Agav the Bosa. So that is the Taina of the Rabbanan to Rabbi Shmuel. To which Rabbi Shmuel responds and says, no, midami. Hazam nasa basis ladav ramuter. Over there, it's considered to be a basis to something which is mutter. Hacha nasa basis ladav ha'asur. Says Rashi. Rashi says, if you look at the gears of the Bach has the gears, he says, Nichta betzida svar machem, be'ikr bidami tik ha'sefer, nase bosses ledover hamutter, letaltaloi, beloi shum deleka. The sefer bar tiltalho. Meaning the actual tik of the sefer, the tik itself is a bosses for a dover hamutter. That's what the tik of a sefer is. It's a bosses ledover hamutter. The sefer bar tiltalho. Whereas here in the case of the skin and the meat, hacha hayar nase bosses ledavar ha'asur betiltul. What does that mean, that the skin is a bosses to the ar? So Rashi says in the next Rashi, hacha hayar nase bosses ledavar shekulei asur betiltul. Why? Shehabaser asur letaltul egelei hazil achila ad urta. Because you cannot eat this meat until the evening. So number one, mitzat the time, you can't do anything with it. Number two, it needs to be roasted, and so on. In which case, we're saying you still cannot bring a raya from our sugya. Says the Gemara one more time, because the tick of the sefer is a basis to the sefer. Whereas here, the R is a basis to the raw meat, and the raw meat clearly is 100% mukta. So we still don't know exactly what the taina of the Rabbanan as to why the Rabbanan feel it's justified in being metaltal the R and the carbon and so on. So this is what they are saying. Imatzilin tik shel sefer imasefer va'afal pi sheyesh b'seichei mois. But one second, but when you're being metaltal, there's money inside. There's money inside. So le metaltal are agav baser, where, you know, it's just, there's no additional aspect of mutter and so on. Rashi says, im mevin tik shebeseichei mois, dehavi basis ledover shekulei oser. So you're metaltal a tik with money inside. So the tick at this stage is got money inside, and we are assuming at this stage that is called a basis ledavar shekulei asur umeiniach by sefer, and then you subsequently place a sefer inside that tick. But right now, this tick is a basis for the money inside it, and therefore the tick is a basis ledavar shekulei asur. You subsequently place the sefer inside Latzilai and Vedetzach Lashach Amois, and you need not chuck out the money to the Mefash V'Ozel. Lain itself to Ar Agav HaBosar. Surely you should be allowed to be mitzal to the Ar Agav the Bosar. That's what the Gemara says at this stage. To which the Gemara says, no, Midami, says Rabbi Yishmael, it's not true. Hasam Anaseh Bosas Ladavra Aser U Ladavra Amutar. By the case of the tick, it's considered to be a basis for both. Something which is aser and something which is mutter. Because practically, I mean, this tick is still, this tick serves the sefer. Even if there's money inside, it's considered to be a basis for both. It's a basis ledavra aser or ledavra hamutter. Whereas, hacha kuloi nasa basis to the meat, which is a davar ha'aser. So still, says Rabbi Shmuel, I don't hear your taina. Finally, says the Gemara, this is the maskana, ela hachika amri le. This is what the Rabbanan are saying to Rabbi Shmuel. Im mevien tik sheyesh b'seichei mois me'alma lahatzel b'seifer Torah. We think that the case is like this. There is a fire going on. You need to be matzel b'seifer Torah. What you go and you bring some type of a container, a bag, a box, and there's money in the box. And you don't need to discard the money. You just bring the tick as is with the money inside. So, im mevien tik sheyesh b'seichei mois ma'al malahatzel b'sefer Torah. So you've done an outright act of being metal to the tick, which has only money inside. And we still allow that because of the extenuating circumstances. Lo metal to ar agav basar. Should you also not be metal to the ar agav the basar? So the Gemara now interjects almost and says, kind of parenthetically, one second, v'higufa minolam. How taka do you know that you're allowed to be metal to a box which has money inside? Maybe the case is that if you have a tick with a Sefer Torah inside which happens to have money, so that's what the Mishnah means when the Mishnah says you're metal to the tick, even though there's money inside. But the case is that it was always like that. It was a tick with a Sefer, with money inside, and you just pick up everything together. How do you actually know that the case is that there's a tick with only money? You go and you bring that tick, and you subsequently place a Sefer inside. How do you actually know that that's the case? So that's what the Gemara says, V'hi gufa minolan. How, in fact, do you know that's the case? Ilema. If it's because from the fact that in a case where there's money inside, we don't require you to chuck out the money. So if so, to the extent that we don't require you to chuck out the money, if so, I suye nami maisinan, therefore you're even allowed to lechatchila bring a tick which has money inside. If that is your raya, now I'll tell you there's a big difference, midami. Hasam, in the case where the tick has the Sefer with the money inside, we're not going to obligate you to start to fumble around and try and empty out the money from the Sefer when time is of the essence and every 10 seconds count. Midami hasam adahachi vachi nafla dleika. Meaning, if you have the tick with the Sefer with money inside, we're not going to force you to take the money out, because while fumbling for the money, whereas, hacha, if it's a case of bringing an empty box which has some money inside for the sake of placing a Sefer Torah inside this box, well, if you have to walk across the room with this box, whilst you're walking across the room, you can just turn the box over and all the coins will fall out. So, just chuck it whilst you are walking. So, still, we don't necessarily see a raya to what you're saying. Ela mamar bravashi, so this is the maskana. This is the taina of the Rabbanan back to Rabbi Shmuel. Again, we are trying to understand the machlikas over here between Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, and the Chachamim. If Erev Pesach falls on the Shabbos, Rabbi Shmuel says you're only allowed to be mafshit up until the Chazay to be mitzi the Chalavim, the Emurim. The Rabbanan say you can do the whole thing. What's pshat in the Rabbanan? Why do we allow you to do an Av Malacha? It's so strange. So originally, we were mad. We said no. We're speaking about Tiltel the Rabbanan, and we tried to bring Rayas back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Says the Gemara, Ela Amar Marbra Vashi La'olam Kid Arminen Mi'ikara. Really, it's like we said originally, that the Machlekes is not the Machlekes in Tiltel, in which case we think we have a good Raya from our Mishnah. Really, it's a proper Machlekes of Hafshata, of can you be Mafshit, can you not be Mafshit. So really, it's like we said originally, Kid Arminen Mi'ikara. Udaka kashalach. You had a kasha. What was your kasha? So he changes it to one is hasam tiltal. One is just a shayla. In our mission, it's just a shayla of tiltal the rabbanan. So that we allow you to be matzilin tikasef masef, even though there's money inside, because it's only a shayla of a tiltal the rabbanan. So you said hasam tiltal. You, and where's hacha malacha? Nain, kegain deleika bailele ar. You don't need the hides. you just want the skin off the animal. You don't actually need the skin of the animal. You don't need the skin of the animal. Now let's take a look at Rashi over here. This last piece is a little bit difficult to understand. It says Rashi, Udaka shalach, the loy boy leila ar. Ainid sarach leila ar, the ainim is scaven la havshit mishum ar. So I just really want the skin off the animal so that the meat doesn't rot. I'm not interested in flaying the animal per se. I just need the skin off so the animal doesn't decay and is not in a mokum, doesn't look like it's in a matzav of a bizoyan. Says Rashi, v'lei dami lehefshit eilim utchashim demishkan. Meaning, Hafshata in the Mishkan was, I'm harvesting the skins. I need the hides to turn them into coverings. That is what Hafshata is. Similar to what we said, Kitzir is to harvest for the sake of using them. But if you just, let's say, prune a branch from a tree, that's not considered to be harvesting. So to over here, my intention is not, I'm not miskaven to be mafshit. I just need to remove the skins so the animal doesn't rot. That's all. And therefore, it's also only considered to be a derabanan. Frag the Gemara, Vaha, Abaye, Varava, Darmitar, Vayim, Edev, Shim, and Psik Reshim, and Yomus. But isn't it a Psik Reshim? In the end of the day, you have been mafshit. Rashi says, "Varb Shimon made him a psik reish for the yamas. V'achav agav the lemechav and mifshatu lemaisa a hafshata will come about." Says the Gemara, "Deshakil le bebarzei." You're mafshit in a way that it's only going to come out little strips, little pieces, and if it's tiny little pieces, little strips, it's not really considered to be an act of hafshata. It's not an act of hafshata. Let's see one more Rashi, and then we'll mention the difficulties over here. Rashi says the shakli bebarzi, the chatich is dakis, mafshit, the chaitech. You flay bit by bit, piece by piece, the ein derech afshata bekach. It's not the normal way of doing afshata. Malav malachahu, it's not a malacha, ela shvus. It's only a shvus ba'alma. So let's just first summarize what we've said, and then we'll mention the shvarkite over here. Again, we had over here a Tosefta in Psachim, which speaks about Arba Asa Shechalis B'Shabbos. What do you do? Rabbi Yishmael Ben Eshel, Rabbi Yechim Ben Breker says that you're mafshit, the Pesach Adachaza, no more, you don't do any more than necessary. Chum say you can do even more. We understand Rabbi Yishmael. The question is, what was fat in the Rabbana? And they said, Kol Pal Hashem L'maneu, so the meat shouldn't smell bad, or it shouldn't look like it's in a matzav of bizoyan, and so on. Now, we wanted to know, L'chayrim, we understand this time at this point, but L'chayrim, to go ahead and do a malacha d'oraisa, seems to be quite a difficult thing. Says the Gemara, no, you're not doing a malacha d'oraisa. You're not doing a malacha d'oraisa. Because you're not interested in the skin. So the Gemara said, yeah, but it's a psik reisha. So we said, it's not a psik reisha because it's only in small little bits. That is what the Gemara says. Kivegra over here asks a question, which is fairly obvious. And that is the following. It's going on the words, Deloi kaboy leilar. He doesn't want the skin. So then we ask, oh, but it's psik reisha. Now, one second. Where does psik reisha come in? Psik reisha is only an intelligible point to make, is only relevant if we are discussing davar sheino miskaven versus psik reisha. If it's not inevitable, it's a davar sheino miskaven. If it's inevitable, it's a psik reisha. So you can hear, okay, my intention is not to do X, Frag the Gemara, Abai Rava, Amri Tavai, and Maidav Shim, but it's inevitable. So therefore it's a problem. So that all makes sense when the whole din is Davshin Miskalvin versus Psikratia. But let's think about this over here. According to the Rabbanan, the fellow goes over with full intention to remove the hide of the animal. It happens to be that the reason why he's doing it is not because of the reason which was done in the Mishkan, which is for the sake of using the hide, but rather just for the sake of removing the hide. That's all he wants. He just wants it off. It's not that there's a positive reason why he wants it. He just wants it off. If so, this discussion has got nothing to do with psik resha. This is a discussion of malacha she'ein tzrich legufa. That's what Gveger asks. Says of Gveger lo zachisi la'aven. Eich mikri zeh b'shem einu miskaven. What does this have to do with einu mechaven? Ha b'mechaven mafshit la'ar b'yadayim. This fellow says, hineni mochanu mezumen la'hafshit asa'ar. I know exactly what I'm doing. I know exactly what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. I have every intention to do this physical action. Ela she'einu oisa kain l'tzerich ha'ar. And so on. Elish ein sarach legufa kemei kiboy. So says Rav Gveger, and others also ask this kasha, that it's very difficult, and there's different mahalchim over here, but this is at least the big question which they deal with, that why in the world are we bringing this why are we asking from the psik resha and so on? This has got nothing to do with psik resha. This is only a shaila of malach shein tzrich legufa. It is just another thing which is important to mention is, okay, so the Gemara says, you know, so leaving aside that problem, so we say, Abai v'ravad amitavayu, meidav shim b'psik resha, it's a case of psik resha, it's inevitable. So we say, yeah, but it's going to be like in little bits and pieces. So if you recall, we've had a couple of times the shita of the aruch, and that the aruch shita is, and as we mentioned, other ishanim also, that if it is a psik resha deloy nichole, it's mutter. Meaning, when is psik resha? When is mutter shimin by psik resha? The psik resha deloy nichole, it's going to be mutter. So this is one of the rayas to the aruch. One of the rayas which he brings is this gemara. The Gemara said, aye, it's a psik resha. And the Gemara says, no, it's only in tiny little bits. So yes, it's a psik resha that the skin is going to come off, but he's unhappy. He's not necessarily happy about the result, in which case it's a psik resha delay nichalei, and it's actually mutter. Now, psik resha delay nichalei is still awesome with the Rabbanan to do. So why is this mutter? Elamai is of the aruch. This is another riot to my shita. The psik resha delenichalei is mutter. Some are madchad it's raya based on the Rashi that we saw. Rashi says over here that no. How did Rashi touch the shakalei bebarzei? Bechatiyuchay is dakeis mafshit v'chaytich the ein derech havshata bekach v'lav malachehu elashus. So Rashi seems to say that you can't necessarily even call this a regular malacha because it's mishuna. I mean, what's a regular case of psik resha? You cut off the animal's head, but you're not interested in the animal dying. Okay, so that's psik resha, the lo yamis. But you've done it in a normal way. But here, when you do it derech shinoi, so it's not even considered to have been done in the normal way. If it's not done in the normal way, so then it's not even, you can't bring in the classical psik resha, you can't bring a raya to the shita of the aruch. Good, akobanim, that is the end of that. We've explained the machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shmuel, Bnei Shmuel, Rabbi Yechanan, Breka, and the Chachamim. Now, we said,
Rashi says, that's the kasha
that we asked. That's exactly the point.
I think you asked me on the Gemara, but Rashi says, why does Rashi's
a pellet, Tucker. Yeah, I mean, it's Rashi is mafarish the Gemara. The Gemara brings in psik resha. It's not such a kash on Rashi as it is the kash on the Gemara. Whenever the Gemara says psik resha only has what to say if we're in the discussion of Davish and Miskavim, psik resha, then you can. But here it's a malachshin suchlagufas. It's really a kash on the Gemara. That's when Kiveger brings the kash on the Gemara as opposed to bringing it on Rashi. Okay, good. Now we said in the Mishnah, so this that we allow you to be matzal, tikka sefer, masefer, tikka tefillin, and matfillin, according to the Tanakhama, it is to a mavi which is not mafulish. Mafulish meaning open, through. That's usually what mafulish means, like a nekev mafulish is a hole which opens on both sides. A mavi mafulish usually means it's open on both sides. That's usually what it means. Then Bessay says, you're even allowed to be mitzi to a mavi which is mafulish, which is open, which would be a much bigger heter. That is what the Mishnah says. And the question is, what exactly are we referring to? So says the Gemara, Eichidami mafulish, Eichidami she'ena mafulish. So the Gemara is going to go through a couple of mahalchim until we get to the maskana as to what we actually mean. Says the Gemara like this, Amrav Chizda, Shalosh mechitzes, the shnei lechayayin, zehu mavoi she'enoi mafulish. Gimel mechitzes v'lechi, echad zehu mavoi mafulish. Now the Gemara is going to jump on this in a second, so you don't need to worry about asking the kash. The Gemara is going to do it, but the Gemara originally says, what is the taich of Eina mafulish? So let's remind ourselves. We know if you have a mavui. Let's say you have a mavui which is surrounded with three walls. It opens up to a rishus harabim. So the din is, it says in the Mishnah at the beginning of Erevin, you need to fix the mavui with either a lechi or a koira. Meaning even though midyaraisa this is considered to be a rishus hayachid, nevertheless, being that the mavui was a public place, there's potentially lots of chatzeiros which open up into a mavui, so it looks like a very busy road, and if we allow you to be metalful there without having four walls, then people will make a mistake and think you can be metalful in the Rishus HaRabim. Hence, Chazal said you need to fix up the mavui at the opening of the mavui with either one lechi, which is one vertical beam, one vertical post, or a kaira, a horizontal bar going across. Now, the Gemara is saying over here that you know what's pshat in our Mishnah says of Chizda, gimel mechitzes, if you have three mechitzes, and two lechayayin. That's a lot. Three mechitzes and two lechayayin, that is considered to be a mavi which is not open. Because you've got mamish two lechayayin. But if there's three mechitzes and only one lechi, that is considered to be open. That's an open mavoi. Says the Gemara, but Havayo Alibadurabi Eliezer, both the Tanakam and then the Seir of our Mishnah, they're both going within the Machmir Shita of Rebbe Eliezer. This now, what is the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer? This now, and Hashemavoi Bishamay Oimrim Lechi V'Koira. You need both a Lechi and the Koira. Okay, so Oimrim Oi Lechi Oi Koira. One or the other. Rebbe Eliezer is Machmir, and he says, Rebbe Eliezer, Oimrim Shnei Lechayayim. No, you need to have two Lechayayim. So according to Rebbe Eliezer, you've got a Mavoi with three mechitzes and two lechayayim. So we're saying over here, says Rav Chizda, you know when the Tanakham and Ben Seira are arguing about whether the heter is to go to a mother which is not mafulish, or to go to a mother which is mafulish. Not mafulish means there's two lechayayim as per Shitas Rebbe Eliezer. Mafulish is if there's only one. Says the Gemara, one second. How can you say this? Rav Chizda Amri Rabba, Gimel mechitzes v'lechi echad. If you have three mechitzes, so this is a dead end. This is a cul-de-sac. There's three mechitzes. And there's a lechi. Mefulish karizlei. You're calling that an open through mavoi. And there's three mechitzes there. It's impenetrable at the other end. How can you say that it's mefulish? And furthermore, l'rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, natsil l'seichai eichlinu mashkin. According to the Rabbanon who allow you to be matzal into a mavi, which is not mefulish, which according to you means that there's three walls plus two lechayayin. Well, I mean, that's great. I mean, it's considered to be totally sogur. So we should allow you to be matzo lots of other things there also. You should be matzo even food and drink. And this seems to be some special heter for kisvi HaKodesh and then svarim and tefillin. But if there's three, four walls plus two lechayayin, you should be matzo even food and drink. So that cannot be pshat in what mefulish and ainam of foolish means. Elam a rabbah, nein. Shnei mechitzais, v'shnei lechayayin. If there are two parallel walls. Now it's a little bit easier to hear. Two parallel walls. Now if there are shnei lechayayin, and on each entrance, on each side of the parallel walls, there is a lechi, that is called a mavi, which is not mefulish. Meaning by virtue of the fact that you have a lachi at the entrance of each side, it's kind of considered in din as if it's closed up, and therefore in din we're going to look at it as if it's not mefulish. Whereas shtei mechitzas with only one lachi echad, zo mavoi mefulish, that's considered to be open. And in fact, both the Rabbanan and Ben Bisei Rav Tavar Aliba Rav Yehuda, they're going in shitas Rav Yehuda is actually a mako. The Daniel says, Rabbi Yehuda, yes, okay, and I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Mishi, Yishlo Shnei Batim, Shnei Zidu, Rosh Hasharabim. Someone's got two houses on two sides of Rosh Hasharabim. So it's really just an open street. So what does he do? Eisa lachim ikan, lachim ikan. Eikur mikan, vakur mikan. Venez, venez, memsa. That's all he needs to do. To fix up the area to allow tilt in the street. It's two walls. And you've got lechi on either side, you're good to go. Amulai, to which the Rabbanim disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda, and they said, Ein ma'arvin rishus harabim bekach. That is not a good way, a suitable way of being ma'arv the rishus harabim. You're not allowed to do that. Al Kopanim was saying that is what the Rabbanim and Ben Misera in our Mishnah are referring to. Meaning a mavi which is not mafolish is two walls, two opposite parallel walls, not mefulish means an alechi on both sides. And if it's mefulish, it means there's only alechi on one side. So says the Gemara, asks the Gemara Kasha on Rabbo. Says the Gemara like this, Amalei Abaya, Lididach, Nami, L'Rabbana Natsala Seich, Echlinu Mashkin. So according to the Rabbana, that they only allow if it's not mefulish, which means that you've got two parallel walls plus a lechi on both sides, and they're going in Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, and so on, and it's not lacking anything, it's good to go. So then why did the Rabbanan not allow you to be matzel, even food and drink? Why is this a special heter for Kisvi HaKodesh and Tefillin and the like? So says the Gemara, Ela Amar Rav Ashi, the Maskana, Ela Amar Rav Ashi. Yeah, shalosh mechitzes v'lechi echad ze mavoi she'ena mefolish. If you have three mechitzes and one lechi, that is a mavoi which is not mefolish. Gimel mechitzes b'loi lechi, if you have three mechitzes without any lechi, zeu mavoi ha'mefolish. This is a mavi mefolish. Let's go back and see Rashi over here on the top. Important Rashi. Elam Ravashi. Bein Rabban and Bein Bemesera, Kerebi Eliezer, Svir Lehu. The boy Gimel Mechitzes, Ubeiz Lechayayim. Shitas Rebbe Eliezer, as we mentioned, is very machmer. He's the most machmer of the lot. He says you need two Lechayayim to matter. Two. V'hacha legabi sefer, and this is a special heter for Kisvi HaKodesh. V'hacha legabi sefer, Amri Rabbanan, that Moida Rebbe Eliezer, but lechi echad, if there's one single lechi, then we will allow it. V'ben b'seir amar, Moida Rebbe Eliezer, apaloi lechi, even without any lechi. Meaning, in order to matter food and drink, Rebbe Eliezer is going to require two. to l'chayayim as per hishita. But legabi that salav kisya kodesh and tefillin and the like, according to the rabbanan, he will allow with only one lechi. According to Ben Bezerra, he'll allow even without a single lechi. So let's just read that again. Elam Rav Ashi shalosh machitzes v'lechi echad zeu mavi shenem avolish. Gemma machitzes b'loy lechi zeu mavi shenem avolish. Afele Rav Eliyaz dam rabin in lechayayim, he requires two. Hani mili lechun amashkin. Aval a sefer Torah, for sefer Torah, for tefillin, b'chad lechi sagi. So that is the Maskana of the Gemara. So one more time. The Mishnah said, to where are you matzil? The Rabbanan say to a mavi which is not mefulush, which according to the Maskana means three mechitzas and one single lechi, even though usually there's a requirement of two, because we're going like Rabbi Eliezer. Here we're meikel to allow one. Then we say it's even more meikel to say here you don't even need any lechayayim whatsoever. That's the Maskana. Good. Continues the Mishnah. Matzilin, Mazin Gimel Sudeis. There's another heter to be Matzil Yom Tov, the food for Gimel Sudeis of Shabbos. Haroi la Adam la Adam. Haroi la Behima la Behima. I mean, that which is roi for a human being, you take. That which is roi for an animal, you take. Says the Ritva, Pirish lava Gimel Sudeis koi. An animal doesn't need to eat shal shudas. Elam also b'am b'nafshehi shematzirin lebeima min haroi la kedei mezeni se'aliyem echad. Whatever is necessary for the animal, that is something which you are allowed to be matzah. So again, matzirin mazin gimel sudas haroi la adam adam haroi lebeima lebeima. That which is roi for the beima, you can do. Ketza. Not for the lake of Belal Shabbos before the Suda, Matzil and Mazin Gimel Sudeis. Bishachris, before the Suda, Matzil and Mazin Beis Sudeis. Bemincha, before Shalosh Shudas, Mazin Sudachas. Reb Yezi Omer, La'oila Matzil and Mazin Shalosh Sudeis. We always allow you to be Matzil three. If you look at the last Rashi in the Mishnah, Lo'ilam Matzil, Ho'ilva Yema Barachihu. This is a day where there's a hat of Gimel Sudeis, Ubetzer Tarach, the Harbani Tiltum Ninu, Ulachatam Ureves, the Fira Tuva, Havi Shoilu, Ilah Mishim Gzeira, Kadim Farsh Begamara, Lamaisa, you're allowed to have Gimel Sudeis on Shabbos, therefore, regardless of where you are in the day and how many meals you've had, we'll allow you to be Matzel Gimel. Ask this Fasemis over here, he says, what's Takat Pshat? He says, Lahar, my time off. My time at the Rav Yasi. Why does Rav Yasi allow this? Kaver de kvar achol beis sudeis, lame hitiro lahatzel gimel sudeis. Ve'im ishum de roi lacherem, shle achle imkin gam yasim gimel yatzel. Why would we allow you to matzel gimel sudeis? You've already had two meals. So he says, very interesting, he says, ve'yesh lemer ktsas, mishum de lefa'onim, Shaloi achel adayin gimel sudeis, yachel hashlim achshav kol a gimel sudeis. Lay plug, betakanosim veitiru la'olam hatzal gimel sudeis. So we say that if a person fell asleep Friday night and they didn't have their Suda Shabbos Friday night, says the Sfas Emes, because you're allowed to be mashlim and have gimel sudeis during the day, so they didn't discuss if you punked heavy, no, you haven't eaten. They always allow Gimel Sudeis because at times a person is able to make it up later on Shabbos. But says the Gemara like this, Mefti Beterek Tarach, what's the problem over here? Why are you not allowed to be Matzel more? Natzel Tvei, allow you to be Matzel more than Gimel Sudeis, meaning you're going to a Chatzam or Revis, what's the problem? Amarav, Amitukh Adam Bol, Amamoinoi, if you allow him to be matzal more and he's going to get more involved in the house and taking things out of the house and getting excited, he might end up extinguishing the fire. Fraglis Vazemes Sahara, which we mentioned yesterday, Tasha, La Paiskim, the Malacha Shin Srich Laguva Patrale, Imgain Kinami Chabalayia Ella Isidra Barin, the Kiba Malacha Shin Srich Laguva. It's the gzeira l'gzeira. Right, this is the hard which mentioned yesterday, but you see this Masemis asks, if you say the sugga is going to Rabbi Yehuda, it makes sense. Al-Kaponim, that's the kasha, and that's the answer to the Gemara. Armele Abaye, Lahadetanya, Nishbole Chavis, Bereish Gagoy. If a person breaks their barrel of wine on the top of a roof, and the wine is spilling out, the din is maybe clear, you can bring an empty barrel and place it underneath to catch the falling wine. Don't bring other barrels and catch it in midair. Or kliacher v'yitzar, if we bring another barrel and place it right next to the roof. Frek the Gemara, Hasam ma'igizereik, or why over there do we ask for it? There's no shiloh of extinguishing fire. Why can't you bring as many barrels as you want to save your money? Says the Gemara, the concern is you might end up bringing, if you know you're allowed to be matzah loads of all of your wine, you might start to look for as many barrels as possible, and you might end up bringing kalem through the Rishus Rabbin. Gufa nishbar leichav is barish gagi maybe kliyim and yachtachtel, vavach leichav the kliyachav yikla kliyachav yitzarev nizdam le'archim. But if you have guests, maybe kliyachav a koilet, then we do allow you to bring other kalim and catch in midair, or a kliyachav mitzarev and bring it right next to the roof. However, lo yikloit v'yachakach yazmin, don't go and first save your wine in a way that you're not allowed to do, and then subsequently justify it by subsequently inviting guests. Lo yikloit v'yachakach yazmin, that you can't do. Ella, what are you allowed to do? Yasmin, invite guests. Scream out to all of your neighbors. Everyone is invited to come over for wine and cheese. And then you're allowed to go and bring all the barrels that you want. So that's what you should do. Yasmin, yachach yikwait. Says the Brisa, v'ein marimin bekach. You're not allowed to do a harama. Don't invite guests who have already eaten. They've already drunk. They've eaten already, and they don't need to eat or drink anymore. Don't do a harama. You are allowed to do a harama. It is permitted to do something which is somewhat appears to be somewhat deceitful. So it's a machlokes tanoim whether or not in desperate times you can do something which seems to be somewhat dishonest. Says the Gemara, Leim of Ablugit Rav Lezer Rav Yeshua Gemivlagi, about whether or not harama is permitted. Tanya, Oisiv Esmanation of Labar and Yomtiv. You have a mother and a son, as in two animals. The mother and the son, they fell into a pit. We know there's an Isadirais at the Shech, both of them on one day. So you're not allowed to be Tereach unnecessarily on Yomtiv. Start to bring the animals, both animals, out of the pit, when anyway you can only shecht one, so you can't bring out two. So what's the shayla? Reb Lezer Eimer Malas Harishon, Amanas L'Shechtei, take one out for the sake of shechting it. Vashen Yosli Panasabim Gemay, the other one leave there in the pit, and you'll chuck some food down to it, some food and some drink and so on. Shosh Layomas, whereas if Yeshua Eimer, you can do harama. Mal and it's a reason I'm gonna ask for sheikh. So you say, you know what? I want to shecht the mother. I'm gonna take the mother out. And then what? Made a sheikh to you. And then say, no, you know, I made a mistake. Umarim, umal as a sheni. And then say, no, I think actually I've changed my mind. I think that maybe I want to take the other one. And then rotzazeshik, and then you can change your mind. So it says the Gemara, just like we see over there, machlekes legavi haroma. So it's over here, we'll say it's the same machlokes. Says the Gemara, no, mimai. Dilma ad kam leit amar Rebbe Eliezer hasam. Maybe the only reason why Rebbe Eliezer didn't allow harama over there is the efshu b'parnasa, because you can sustain the animal in the pit. Avol hacha b'nar sugya, where there's no way to be matzal your wine unless you do a harama and invite guests who don't even need to drink anything. So maybe over here he would allow it, because otherwise you can lose your wine. And so too, the ad can come Rabbi Yeshua, something that you can do harama, which will be ketzav alachayim. Aval hacha, delak ketzav alachayim, loy, maybe Rabbi Yeshua wouldn't allow it. Good, says the Braisa, ten rabbanim. Hitzel pas nakia, if you were already matzel, good, fine floured bread. The din is a matzel pas hadra. So you're not to be matzel, inferior quality bread. Because it's pointless. You can't do it. Whereas pas hadra, matzel pas nakia. So if originally you took a pas hadra, you can say, oh, I changed my mind. Actually, of course, I want the better quality bread. You can do that. Because you need to eat on Shabbos. Because you can't eat on Yom Kippur anyway. You're not allowed to be matzah from Shabbos to Yom Tov, because on Yom Tov anyway, you know, there's a heter to prepare on Yom Tov itself. So there's no reason why you should prepare in advance. And so too, you cannot prepare. You cannot do it from one Shabbos to the next Shabbos. Let's just see quickly for a minute or two. Tanar banan shachach pas betanar. You forgot the bread in the oven. The kideish olav hayoyim. And it's already Shabbos. Now there is an iser to remove the pas from the oven. Radias hapas. We have this in the first parak. So shachach pas betanar v'kideish olav hayoyim. Matzilin mozin sholeish sudais. You are allowed to be matzil the mozin for three meals. V'oymel acherim, and you tell others, boyu v'atzil lachem, come and save for yourselves food. Okushu reiden, when you remove the pas from the oven, la'yir de b'marda, don't use the regular spatula which is used to remove the bread from the oven, Ella b'sakin, but rather you should take it out with a knife. Frag the Gemara Kasha, Aini, is that so? V'atana debir b'shmol. Tana debir b'shmol, it says, loy sase, or loy sasu, says the Bach, kol malacha. Yotzat ki yeshefer v'rdiyas apashi chachma v'ena malacha. So what's the problem of removing the pas from the oven if v'rdiyas apas is not considered to be Osir Min HaTorah? Says the Gemara, you're right, but Kama De'Avsha L'Shnuyei Mishaninan. But there still is an Isser involved. There is an Isser to Rabbanan to be right of the pass with the Marda, with the regular spatula, and therefore we don't want you to do that which is unnecessary, and therefore if you can make a Shinoi, you should be Mishana. Says the Gemara, Rav Chisda, Lo'ilam Yashkem Adam Leitzah Shabbos. A person should get up early on a Friday and prepare for Shabbos. Shneimer v'hayu b'yom hashishi. V'chinu eis asher yaviu. Allow to, you should do it as soon as possible. Amar Rabbi Abba b'Shabbos chayiv Adam Leitzah al shtei kikros. A person needs to be b'Tzeah on two loaves of bread. D'chsev lechem mishnah. So you need to break into... You need to have two challahs. Amravashi, Hazina Leilar Tahana, the Noket Tarti, he would have two Bishas Petzias Apas, Ubotsa Chodah, but he would only break into one of the two. After all, Omar, he said, because the Pasuk says, it says, Vayibia Mashishi Lokhtu. It says, they will malakate the Lechem, meaning Lokhtu Ksiv, Bishas Lakita, they would have two, but not that you actually or Boitseya to. Loktuksev, Rabzeira, Avi, Botsa, Akula, Shirusa. Rashi says this means he would take a large piece of challah when he would be Boitseya. Amale Ravina, Ravashi, Ramirsi, Krav, Senusa. But it looks like you're being greedy to take such a large piece. Amale, Kevin, the Cholyem, Ale, Ovid. Being that you don't do this every day. But Idnu, Duka, Ovid. I know you only do it on Shabbos, like Mirzi Karav Sinus. It doesn't look like you're greedy. Ravami Ravasi Kimikla Lehu Rifta de Eruva Sharu Ilavei. They would use the pass which was set aside for Eruva Hatzeres. Amri, they justified, they reasoned, Being that we use this for one mitzvah, we should use it for another mitzvah, similar to what they say about your arba minim, to keep it to burn your chametz, or to use the old tzitzis as a bookmarker, to use it for another mitzvah. Okay, we'll pick up tomorrow, mitzvah Hashem, at 11 a.m.